Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:20 British Summer Time. This has been a day full of action. I suppose let's start off with the stock markets. Well, stock markets in Asia were really reasonably firm, so that's reasonably good news. And in Europe, they had started really quite weak and had started pushing down quite a bit with quite a few of them testing what would really be deemed as some support. But then we started seeing this weakness creep into oil, and oil is currently down $2.50. It's at 63.60. So that's really quite a key event. The US indices had really opened fairly weak, but are now starting to appreciate quite well. Now, they closed really very weak yesterday, and when I came in this morning, I looked at the Dow Jones and I saw that it had broken out of that range. It would really have to go up quite a lot today and tomorrow to break out of this pattern. It's starting to round around, with a progression now of lower highs within that range, and it's starting to look quite scary. The S&P has was testing that support around 1220. It's rallied up about nearly 6 points right now, but again, so we're in a relatively dangerous area in the S&P, and then you had the Nasdaq Composite. It was down around 2140, so it had broken some support. It's currently up 15, so back up again above that support level. But again, these equity markets were looking quite dangerous. This weakness in the energy complex could give them a bit of a lease of life, a new lease of life. So that's definitely going to be something to watch. That could help Asia in the morning. So all to play for in the equity markets. You'll see there on the comment of the day, the oils. I put up all four today because some of them are really quite important, particularly gasoline, where you have that bit of a key reversal. And this market is very far from closed, so we're only about halfway through the US trading session right now, so there's really quite a lot to play for there in energies. But with oil down 250, would have to make up an awful lot of that to throw that weakness back into the equity markets. There was some rather unexpected PPI numbers today. They were a bit stronger than I think a lot of people were looking at. And that affected the bonds, and treasuries are down 13 right now. They're at 15.25. That definitely hasn't broken this upward move that we've seen just recently, and it does look like we're definitely getting some support in there at the bottom of the range on the treasuries. We'd have to see really a downward dynamic, and 13 points, which is what it's down at the moment, is just not going to do it. So, I'm turning a little bit bullish on these on the treasuries, particularly when you've got the commonality between the bunds, the gilts, and the JGBs. JGBs had a good day today. You'll see that chart on the comment of the day as well. But one of the other commodity classes that is getting hit in here, apart from energy, are the industrial metals. Copper is currently down nearly $6 in the U.S. at 165.50. I got stopped out of that pretty early on in the day, as soon as it opened here at I think it's 1:10 in the UK, and I had raised my stop because I was getting a little bit nervous, and I wanted to ensure that I protected the profits. I generally, when I trade copper, tend to leave a very loose stop because it is volatile, but once I had a profit, I wanted to protect some of it at least. So I took a profit in copper. I bit the bullet on my gold position, which is currently down 6.605. That's really quite a big downward move on gold. And I was taking a bet yesterday, which was, I think, a little bit of irrational exuberance creeping in and greed getting the better of me, unfortunately. And when it started coming off today, I was getting a bit nervous, so I put a stop in, and I said, well, if it hits the stop, I'm out. I'm going to take a loss and probably give up my profit that I made in copper at the same time, so come out flat. So I'm out of that gold position, which was a very, very short-term position, unfortunately. And I do notice that I have been get my discipline has been slipping in my trading the last couple of days. I've been doing re rather well the last 3 weeks and getting a bit cocksure. So I'm going to try and stay away from putting on a couple of trades for a week or so just to get my head back into reality. Now, moving on, some of these other industrial commodities also got hit really rather hard. Tin is currently down through that what has proved to be a fairly good level, 7,000. Tin's at 67.50 at the moment, so it's down 250 points through 7,000 level. Aluminium has really had an awful day. It is down 56. It's at 18.82. That's quite a big downward dynamic. Lead, which has been looking a bit better, has also had a bad day. It's down 22 at 8.40. And well, obviously the copper was we did. That's another a downward dynamic there. First, of course, it's well off the lows now on the copper, and I presume that's feeding in from the backwardation. People do need to have this stuff. There are rumors that I think it was in on Target yesterday that there is a bit of manipulation in the copper market. That we won't know that until it actually comes out after the whole thing's blown up, if that's the case. But this correction that we're seeing in copper right now is coming very close after that that smaller reaction we saw last week. So that is really saying that this could be it for the at least the medium term. Definitely one to keep an eye on for when it gets that bit cheaper. And as soon as we start seeing a little bit of loss of momentum on the downside, it'll be one to pick up again. I'll be watching that really quite closely. And I think that's pretty much it. Let me give you a quick overview of what's happening in the grains, because those are also ones to keep an eye on. And soybeans are pretty steady in here. They're up 3. Corn is up 3.5 at 2.13. Corn hasn't been too bad. Wheat has been the one that has really held up the best and is back into a buying area right now. 3.20 would be an ideal area to be able to buy wheat at. You might not be that lucky. I want to see a bit of commonality though in these agricultural commodities before I buy. These things are ones to really buy when they've had the stuffing knocked out of them, and I don't think they've been softened up enough, pardon the pun, before to buy them quite yet. So I'm keeping a close eye on these agricultural commodities, and I think I will take advantage probably in wheat or in soybeans if I see a buying opportunity. Soybeans is sort of steadying up over this 600 level, but I would prefer to be buying it around 600 as opposed to 628, because there's a lot of points between those two numbers. But I think that is pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all that we can, any way we can improve the service or anything, any security you'd like added to the chart library, we now have as much space as we could possibly fill. We're soon going to be moving on to a new server for the site, which my RIT people tell me will make downloading the audio that bit quicker, and it'll make anyone with a dial-up connection, it should make it that bit easier to download the MP3s as well. So that's quite good news, but it also means that we can have as much space as we want on the in terms of bandwidth for the chart library. So anything you want, just let us know, and we'll try our best for you. Thank you very much for your time.